Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. For all the optimism about the offense that was felt following last Sunday's win over Atlanta, it seems to be the opposite on this Monday, the day after a lackluster loss to the Bengals in Cincinnati. No trips into the end zone, just 6 points on the day, and plenty of questions about how the offense will rebound from this performance. Tom Brady and his group had their chances, just couldn't capitalize. As bad as the Patriots looked at Paul Brown Stadium, the final result could have been different. On their first four drives, the Pats never made it out of their own end. Then, when they finally had great field position, midway through the second quarter,
drill from behind and he lost the football. Cincinnati has possession at its 30.
Opportunity denied. When they found themselves in a first and goal situation from the one, down by 10 points, but with a great chance to get back into the game, they couldn't punch it in on any of three plays.
In the pocket, under pressure, throwing to Edelman. Makes the catch. No, could not hold on. The ball jarred free at the very last second.
They settled for a field goal. Opportunity denied. Then, in the game's final 2 minutes, with a deluge drenching the Cincinnati riverfront area, the Pats were the beneficiary of two costly Bengals penalties, taking them to the 27-yard line. They needed a touchdown to tie.
On the deflection, Jones apparently able to collect the football for a game-sealing interception.
Opportunity denied.
Yeah, we practice that situation all the time. Unfortunately, we weren't able to execute it today. So it's unfortunate, but going into that, we feel like we're prepared and we just didn't have it today.
We either think we're going to score every time we get the football. Every time we have the ball in the hands, we feel like we're going to score. But unfortunately, that didn't happen.
The Patriots were just 1-for-12 on third down Sunday, and after failing to score a touchdown in their lone red zone appearance, only the Jaguars have a worse conversion rate from inside the 20. There remains team-wide confidence in Tom Brady, and this may have been just one dreadful afternoon as the Pats continued to work with their less experienced and less heralded offensive players. But it was a step backwards. The Pats now need to take two steps forward.
I just feel like we beat ourselves, you know what I mean? I just feel like the stuff we can improve on is really nothing they did, you know, I just feel like we got to improve.
They did everything that we expected them to do, really. We just came down to making plays and, we just need to get better and, look at film, get better for next week.
Well, next week, here at home against the Saints, would have been the chance for Brady to tie Drew Brees, of all people, for the longest streak of consecutive games with a touchdown pass. Instead, Brady will try to start a new streak. He'll hope it comes during a Patriots win. And maybe a certain number 87 will be in the lineup for the Pats. That is sure to be a storyline once again this week. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.